Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Chad?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Chad. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So I understand that you had some questions about our services.
Yeah, I was trying to, my buddy uses you guys. And
okay.
That's where what most of his work from. I guess you guys like have, like he gets phone calls from customers directly, and you guys do like a website or whatnot, basically promote business, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what we do is we promote businesses on the first page of Google and Bing, where the high revenue is generated. You know, 9 out of 10 consumers, when they conduct a search online, they will hire off of the companies on the first page of Google. So it puts you, you know, front and center in that spotlight position where you're able to capture more clients. And like you said, you're in a position where the clients call you directly. Okay.
Yeah.
Now tell me a little bit about your business. What type of business is it?
So we do like, you know, like dry bathroom remodels. That's not our main thing. Our main thing is decks and fencing. And then we do concrete and we do like remodels.
Very good. Okay. So pretty much general contractor type work, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Decks, fencing, bathroom remodels. What was the other one you said? Concrete work?
Yes.
Concrete work. Okay. And then how long have you owned this business?
Well, I started a business in 2022, and then, I was in business with a guy, and me and him fell out, so I'm going to business with my best friend now, so we're going to change the name of the company and everything, and just go from there, kind of start over.
Okay, so is Handley Construction the old name or the new name?
Handley Construction is the old name. I want to change. So, but I've been doing construction for 20 years, so...
Oh, wow. You know what? That's going to benefit you in two ways, because number one, I can put you into the new in business rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate. And then we can showcase online that you're a trusted business in the community with 20 years of industry expertise. You know, so like I said, that will definitely help you both ways. Because when we do that, it kind of will increase your conversion, you know, making sure that when a potential client sees you, they already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So, do you have anything set up under the old business Handley Construction that you're going to keep, like the address or the phone number or anything like that, or is it all going to be started fresh?
So I still have like a networks app, but there's no money on my account at the moment. So like, you know, where you pay for per lead.
Oh, okay. You had like a network. Okay.
I'm trying to get away from that. I'm hoping to generate enough business for you guys where I don't have to shell out $250 every lead for leads. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, we deal with a lot of business owners that, you know, come on board with us with the lead services. And then what they find is once this kicks in and people are calling them directly, you know, they put their leads on pause. And pretty soon they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you, you know, when people are calling them? So question, I see an old listing under the Handley Construction, but it has a phone number ending in 1110. That's for your former partner?
That was my old business number, and I let that go. My wife passing on Christmas.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
Hello? Her phone and my phone on it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I had her phone and my phone on a separate account, so I kind of let those go away.
Okay. Well, that might benefit you because, like I said, now we can start everything fresh and it won't conflict. Because with Google, if anything is a duplicate information, like the same phone number, the same address, anything like that, it throws up a red flag with Google and sometimes it would hurt your rankings. So, you know, if need be, if you use the same address for that old listing, we could just go in and update it to all of your fresh information. And that way, you know, rather than creating a new Google page, we would, you know, gain access to the one that you already have and then optimize that to show on the first page. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, do you have a business, Facebook or Instagram or anything like that?
Not for my business.
Okay, perfect. So you definitely need what's called the Platinum Package. That's the one that will give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new clients. Because you're a new business and you're also referred to us by a buddy of yours that uses us, I can apply that discounted rate and bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what?
And is that $299 a locked-in price?
Yeah, what we would do is when we create the account, we would send you an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting that platinum package for just $299 monthly. So once you go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, you're grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up. And so unlike the lead services, it's not going to matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate, okay? And then since you are interested in the website, I want to let you know that we also build Google compliant websites here. They do charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I can do, Chad, is explain your situation to my director and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost. You know,
that'd be awesome because life has been pretty shitty lately.
Yeah, and I figure it's 2024 and you're going to need a site anyway, you know, so I don't mind, you know, going out on a limb and trying to get that approved for you. And then what the program itself will include is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories in the area as well as the mobile platform. So for instance,
okay.
You know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program your business into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then part of the reason I was asking you about the business Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works, Chad, because they're already included in the package, but we would create the business Facebook for you since you don't have one set up already. And you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up. Have you done that before? Like search for, like, let's say you need a new washer and dryer and you're looking for washers and dryers. And then next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's ads for appliances coming up. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking to conspiracy theorists. I will be thinking. I will be thinking, not talking, thinking about it. And scroll through my phone, I'm like, how the fuck that come up?
Yeah, you know what? I think they use the AI, the Siri and the Alexa to kind of listen to what we talk about. You know, because I've had that before too, where I, but you never even said it verbally, or it was just a thought.
Yeah, they definitely do always say, voice
weird. Yeah, that's so weird. Yeah, but I've had that before too, where I never even searched for something, but I just mentioned it to my family, and then next minute I'm getting bombarded with ads.
Yeah.
So
yeah, your phone hears you.
Exactly. Yep. So we would actually make sure that when anyone in your area is searching for your services, that naturally next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your business coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then we'll provide a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which ones came from Facebook. You'll see if they use their GPS directions to locate you, which zip codes they're coming from, and even which keywords that they're, you know, typing in to find you. So being that this is a month-to-month program, what I can do is send out the request to my director and try to get that site approved. And I'm assuming that if I did get the authorization to get everything going for $398 out the door, including the site, that that's something that you'd like to try for your business, right?
Yes, so $398 out the door, and you can get it for free.
Yes. Yeah, the sites typically sell for $400, but I think I could get it approved for you for free, especially if I tell you that you were referred to us. Do you know what type of business your buddy has that referred you, or do you have his business name or anything like that, just so I can?
Yes, Blue Ox.
The phone is cracking up pretty bad. Can you hear me?
Hold on.
Okay.
It's Blue Cord Builders.
Blue Cord Builders. Okay, perfect. Let me see if I can find that, and then I can just put a note to my director that you were referred by him, and I'm pretty sure they'll approve it. And so what I'll do is I'll send out that request right now, and then we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so usually I'll hear back within about 90 seconds to 2 minutes as to whether they're going to include that or not. So, oh, I found it. Is it for Jeffrey Ryan?
Yep.
It is. Okay, let me just put that in the notes.
Actually, things have been so bad for me since I lost my wife. I got one fence job this year. And last year, I was booked months out. And, like, you know, I'm depressed. And I just want to be out, like, doing something to keep my mind off of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I am so sorry to hear about your wife. I thought that's what you said initially, that you lost her during the holidays, but the phone was breaking up so bad. I thought, I hope that I didn't mishear him, you know, but
yeah,
it actually happened on Christmas.
Yeah, we had some drinks and she popped dead at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow. So it was just from drinking?
No, I'll be honest with you. We took an extra pill, and they had fentanyl in it.
Oh no! So you are lucky to be alive after. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my goodness!
So,
I am so sorry. You missed her, dear.
Actually, my buddy Jeff Ryan is. I'm calling him tonight, and he's going to give me a couple jobs until I can get something going
That's the sweetest kind of friend you can have. That is such a blessing. So I'm so happy that you have a good support system around you, because I know grief is a strange thing. You know, I lost my mom 2 years ago, and it was so strange because some days I would be fine and other days just out of nowhere I just would break down and I didn't understand it, you know. And even to this day it still happens. It's just crazy, you know. Yeah, so I'm so sorry to hear that.
The worst thing
I bet, definitely. Well, if I could help you out and at least get, you know, your business up and running on Google and get that site up for you, then that's more than a pleasure. So if all goes well, what would the confirmation email, where would I send that to, the best email address?
That's another question, but it would be chaz_handling@ymail.com. Do you guys make, like, business emails for us, too, or how's that work?
You can. That's called Google Workspace, and it would be a little bit of an extra charge. I think they charge like $99 up front to do it and then like $29 a month. But okay, to be honest with you, I don't think you need to pay that extra money, and here's why. On your website, we're going to put a contact form. So most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to call you or they'll go to your site for immediate contact. But okay, there will be some occurrences where they can't call you right that minute because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug their information into that form, and you'll get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. So because that, you know, lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
So
So you'll have a platform where people can contact you through email anyway through that form. But if you want to spend that extra money on the, you know, on that workspace down the road, you absolutely could, okay?
Yeah, because it was weird, like, this ain't really got nothing to do with the email, but it was my address, and I put my address on this network app, right?
Yeah.
And this guy was wanting to do a job, and then when we went to go pick up the deposit, he was like, well, I checked my mind and this and that, and he's like, I don't want to do business with somebody that has a P.O. box as an address. I'm like, what do you, dude, I don't have a P.O. box as an address. I use my home address, but.
Yeah, that's like, so weird.
I don't understand how it got like that, but I don't know. It was kind of weird, so.
Very weird, yeah. So let's say, what's the name of the new business going to be, by the way?
Okay, so I want to do Built Right with Right spelled R-I-T-E.
Okay.
Decks, fencing, concrete remodeling.
Do you want me to put and remodeling at the end or just put decks, fencing, concrete remodeling?
That's fine.
Okay. And then you said, just so that I have it correct, you said it's going to be Built and then Right, R-I-T-E, Dex,
yes.
Fencing, Concrete, and okay, perfect. And then is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes. And
okay.
Can I add a number?
You can only have one number on the Google listing in and of itself, but on your website, if you want to put an alternate number, we could put another one there if you like.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So what's the alternate number?
The alternate number is 217-685-9651.
9651?
Mm-hmm.
And is that for your best friend that you're going in now, or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So as far as the account itself, if we were to send you a text message or something like that, it would probably be best to use your number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then on the site, we'll put the alternate number too. So let me indicate that. Now, what is the, are you going to use the home address for this again, or is it going to be a business address now, or?
I'm going to use that home address.
Okay, so what is that?
It's going to be 2115
mm-hmm.
South 14th.
Okay.
Springfield, Illinois.
Springfield, Illinois. There it is. Okay. 2115 South 14th Street, Springfield, Illinois. Is that 62703?
Yes.
Okay. So when they, what I'll do is also send you an email that will say, add us as a manager to your Google business profile. And so what we can do is take the Hadley Concrete and Construction Google business page, and we can take that old 110 number off of it and change the business name on there to Built Right Decks, Fencing, Concrete, and Remodeling, because that way everything will be consistent. It won't throw a red flag with Google. So I'll just indicate that. You have access to that Google page that you used before, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So let me just, I'll put it, the notes for the technician. What was that?
Yeah. I'm about to say, because I tried to start up a Google Ads, okay?
And yeah.
But it said something wasn't verified. It got too complicated.
Okay. So what I would say is add us as a manager to that listing anyway, just so that we can look at it and see if we can use it. If not, we'll just create a fresh one. But the main thing is we can't create anything that has information that was already used in the first one. But if you think you used a different address, then we probably don't even have to use that old listing. We can just create one fresh.
I did have a different address. The old address was 2B Dawson Circle in Riverton.
Oh, then let's just leave it at this. Let's leave it at the Springfield address.
Yeah.
You'll get better results anyway using a Springfield address too, because
I had a problem with Town Square. So Town Square, I hired them and it was $6.50 a month. And,
oh wow.
And the guy was like, "Well, I have to list you in Riverton. You won't be on the front page of Google if I put you on Springfield." I'm like, "Dude, I'm paying you $650 a month. I don't want to be listed in Riverton. There's not a lot of work in Riverton." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So the second month came around and I didn't land a job.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in my business account, please. So when I did that, and I didn't get one phone call in a month. So,
wow.
When they tried to get their payment the next month, I was like, "I'm cool. I'm not using you guys no more. I'm not going to pay $650. I'm like,
well,
put me in a credit bureau or whatever you got to do. I'm not paying $650 a month to not land no gigs.
Yeah. So here's what I want to tell you about that, Chad, is he was right in that if you use a Riverton address, that's where you would be pinmarked on the map. But the reason I said you'll get better results in Springfield is that when we use the Springfield address, not only will you be pinmarked on the map in Springfield, but you're not limited to Springfield. You will start spiderwebbing out into the surrounding areas, meaning the more people that find you from the outskirting areas, the more relevant you become, and then the better placement that you get. And it's always, always better to start from a stronger metropolitan area like Springfield and then spiderweb into Riverton, Dawson, Spalding, you know, those smaller areas, than it is to start from Riverton and try to go to Springfield. That's almost impossible because it's the opposite way. You know what I mean? From a smaller area to a bigger. Yeah. So this is excellent that you have a Springfield. And that's your new home address, so we'll be hiding it on the profile, right?
Yeah.
And then if Google has to send you a 5-digit PIN code in the mail, that's also a physical address where you can receive mail.
Okay.
I don't think that step's going to be needed, to be honest, but I just want to make sure that if you see a 5-digit code coming in the mail from Google, just get it back to us so we could submit it to them. So now I got a message back, and he is giving me a promo code where I can include the site. So that's so awesome. I had a feeling that I could get it authorized, so I just need to make an adjustment here. And then, do you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
My debit card.
Okay. And is it your name on the card or the business name or both?
This is a business name right now. I'm going to get it switched over once I get it changed over. But it's Hanley Concrete, and then it says Chad M. Hanley.
Okay. Okay. So, but right now there's no M on there, right?
Yes. On the bottom there is. There's Hanley Chad M.
Chad M. Hanley.
Chad M. Hanley. Yep.
Got it. Okay. And then for the business address or the billing address, is it the same as the South 14th Street, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, the billing would be 2B Dawson Circle, Riverton, Illinois. I haven't got it switched over.
Okay.
My life's been such a clusterfuck since my wife died.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So we'll get you all taken care of at least. Like I said, if we could do something nice, that's good. So Riverton. What's the zip code for 2B Dawson Circle?
62561.
62561. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4447.
Okay.
7701.
Got it.
0250.
Okay.
0064.
Okay, and expiration?
3/27.
And the code?
227.
227. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Chad, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to ask you for the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Built Right Deck Fencing, Concrete, and Remodeling.
Thank you. And then your name and the title with the company?
Chad Hanley.
And you want to say owner or partner?
Oh,
or?
Chad Hanley. What I say with her? With my partner?
Just what do you want to say your title with the company is? It really doesn't matter, as long as, you know, I think they just want to know that you're authorized to do this on behalf of your business. So do you just want to say you're the owner?
Yeah. Chad Hanley. Owner of Built Right Deck Fencing, Concrete, and Remodeling.
Perfect. Okay, thank you for that. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, later when my technician calls you, that appointment is going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I actually see that we are triply booked for the rest of the day, but we can have that scheduled for tomorrow. So what would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
I got a haircut at 1 o'clock, so
okay.
Anytime for 12:30.
Okay, so we could do 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock.
Let's do 12 o'clock.
Okay, 12 o'clock. So what I'm going to do is block out an hour from 12 to 1, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic, Chad. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, because I got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature to grandfather you into the rate. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing? Okay, good. There's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
All you have to do when that opens is scroll all the way to the bottom. And then there's two boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized on the account, the other one to show that you receive text messages.
Okay.
And then when you put your name in, please include the middle initial since that's on the billing, and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So you don't have to worry about that right now because that username and password is already in your welcome email. But if you see that, that's your sign that it went through.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
It did. Okay, perfect. And then you're going to see a new email, but rather than us giving you the manager invite for that old business, which we're not going to need because there's nothing duplicate, you're going to see an email coming that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. And what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page, you know, in Springfield is to actually be a valid business in the area. So on that email, it's going to say, oh, if you have a business registration, send that in. If you have a, you know, business license, send that in. If not, a work vehicle with an Illinois license plate or an invoice or a business card with your Springfield address on it, okay? So what's happening there behind the scenes is Google wants to know that you're a valid business there in Springfield so that they can publish it. So when you see that email, you don't have to send all 7 items on there. Even if you only have 1 or 2 of them, that's fine. Just send over what you can, okay?
What are they going to ask for?
They're going to ask for a business license or a business registration or an invoice with your address on it, or a business card with the address on it. And it doesn't have to have the full address. It could say, you know, Built Right Deck Fencing Concrete Remodeling, Springfield, Illinois, because they know that you're a home-based business because they'll hide the address. But they just want to know that you're a valid business in that area, okay?
Okay, so, like, so right now, I'm in the middle of, like, getting an LLC for this business because I'm letting mine go, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do? Like, if I don't have, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have cars made at the moment. Like, I just got off the phone with the LLC people, and they said, you know, it could be this much to change this and put her name on it. I was like, well, I think I'd be better off just getting a new LLC for $150 instead of paying $350 for all these changes.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you don't have the LLC yet, if you have anything that shows the business being locally there in the area, that's why Google will also accept an invoice or a business card or something like that. Okay?
Invoice, you said?
Yep, an invoice or a business card. So it's always better to send over something rather than nothing. You know what I mean? So even if you have one thing on that list, by all means send it over, because you said with Town Square that you had them for a month and you didn't get, you know, any business. So I want to tell you that industry standard for first page placement typically takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. You're absolutely going to see some results and activities in your first month because we're going to combine it with the Facebook ads, and those are going to kick in very quickly. We say in under 2 weeks, okay? So you'll see all of that activity within your first month, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. Okay, so all I want you to do is if they reach out to you and they say, hey, Chad, we need, you know, this or that in order to submit it to Google, just try to, you know, be responsive to them and get back to them in a timely manner, because the faster you can get, you know, back things that are needed to us, then the faster we can publish you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, and it's that email is self-explanatory. You'll, you know, won't have any trouble with it at all. And then lastly, I want to let you know that on those text messages you receive, you'll also see our toll-free number. So we're available for you Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And then if you ever call in just to make an update or a billing question or anything like that, just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And if you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So when
Plug in. Hold on. Let me write that down.
Here, I'll text it to you, too, just so you have it. I'll text you my direct line. That way you can.
What's your direct line?
It's 877.
Uh-huh.
635. Mm-hmm. 6225.
6225.
Mm-hmm. And then that's the same number for customer support, but if you're calling for me specifically, you would put in extension 777. And my name again is Tina.
Okay.
Okay. So like I said, I'll text it to you too, just so that you have it. So, we have a phenomenal new program that's called Google Guaranteed, where it's an exclusive lead program through Google, but you're going to have to get the Google listing up and running and have at least 5 positive reviews on there in order to qualify for it. So what we'll do is I'll circle back to your account in a month or so, and once the Google listing publishes, I'll send you a review generator email to help you get some 5-star ratings on it. And then once I see that, you know, you're getting close to that 5 5-star reviews, I'll call you back and see if you want to, you know, get some more information on that Google Guaranteed program, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. Chad, welcome aboard. And when my technician calls you tomorrow, if you have any pictures or before and after photos or a logo or anything special that you want to put up on your site, by all means, let them know. If not, they'll just use stock photos to get you up and running, and then you can always modify the site down the road, okay?
Okay.
All right, do you have any other questions for me at this point?
No, if I have any questions, I'll probably call you.
Please, yeah, call me or use me as a point of contact.
On that website, you also mentioned you're mentioning my partner's number as well, right?
Yes, we'll list both of the numbers. Matter of fact, we could put for Chad, call this number, and then for what's your partner's name?
Sam.
So for Sam, call 685-9651, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll also add Sam on right now as an authorized user on the account since, you know, he's your business partner. That way,
yeah,
if they call in, you know, they can assist him too. So give me a second. I got to go into the settings. Oh, and
okay.
Sam, is that a male? Or I said him, but there's a lot of girls go by Sam too.
It's a girl.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's so cute. My daughter has a friend named Sam Sanchez. That's why I thought, oh, I should have asked. So, okay, so Sam, and then what's her last name?
I'm sorry.
Yes, Sam's last name?
Reynolds.
Okay. So I'm putting on here, Sam Reynolds is authorized on this account. So that way everyone that has access to your account can see it. And then lastly, if there's any type of scam callers that call you, sometimes they'll call out and say, Chad, you know, this is local listings and we need X amount of dollars in order to get you verified. And then some people think that's us and then they pay more money when you don't have to. You're already paid in full with this. So we can put a security question on file so that if anybody calls you and if they're really with Local Splash, they'll have the answer. So you can choose from your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which do you prefer?
Okay. My mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name, and what's the answer? Chad?
Yeah.
I don't know if the phone cracked up. What is the answer to the mother's maiden name?
Oh, Hanley.
Oh, okay, that's the same. Okay, Hanley. Okay, so that match, I have that on file. So anybody that calls you down the road, they should be able to give you not only the answer, but the question too. So you could say, hey, can you do me a favor? Just confirm the security question and answer on file. They'll be able to do that if they're from Local Splash, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your day too.
Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there any way that, like, when you're sending, like, updates, I heard you say, like, text messages and stuff to him, that we'd be able to both phone numbers on the account? That way, like, I'm aware of what's going on, too, in case he's out of town or something?
You know, there isn't a way to do that automated for all the text messages. But if there's anything manual that I sent, I can also send it to you manually. So, like, if you want to see a copy of the invoice or the e-signature that he just signed or anything. I could definitely, you know, duplicate that right now and manually send it. But moving forward, is it okay if he's the one that gets the text on file?
No, the thing is, sometimes I'm out of the country for 2 or 3 weeks. I go to Colombia. That's where I met my wife. I go there just to spend time and try to clear.
Okay. So you know what you could do? You could call me or even text me and say, hey, Tina, I'm leaving on the 15th and I'll be back on the 30th. Can you please put Sam's number in there for text messages in the meantime? So either way, if you send in a text, then it, you know, we'll be able to see it coming from your account. So just let us know if you can before you leave the country so that we can make that change. But on an ongoing basis, do you want to keep the text to you, or should we just set it up going to Sam initially?
What would the text be?
Usually, we tried calling. Let's say that they're calling to ask if you got some verification from Google, or if Google needs to do a video verification, they might say, hey, you know, Chad, we're calling because Google wants to do a video verification. Please check your email. So it's more of like the setup process and status updates on your account. But once the leads start coming in through the site, through that contact form, you'll also get an email and a text message when something comes through that form. And that's the part that will be important for one of you to capture while it's, you know, kind of hot.
Because, you know, I go out of town a lot. So if you want to send all the important texts to her, that's okay.
Or even my email.
Okay. So I can put your email on here. It wouldn't automatically go to you, but when we make the change, when he goes out, we can do it. So let me edit this form. Sam Reynolds, what's your email address?
Mine?
No, for Sam.
Sam, what's your email? Hold on.
It's Sam Reynolds, AmReynold, as in dog, S0,
gmail.com.
Okay. Sam Reynolds 0 what?
00 at Gmail.
Got it.
Yep,
you're double O blank, huh?
yep, double zero.
I love it. Okay, Sam Reynolds 00 at gmail.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so then you are all good to go. I have you all set up for the technician to call you tomorrow. So welcome aboard to both of you and have a really profitable year, okay?
He gave you like all the spelling and everything of our company, correct?
He did. He said it's built and then right, RITE, Dex Gentry Concrete and Remodeling, correct?
Decking General Contractors.
It's what?
It's built right. We're doing built right fencing, decking, general contractors.
Oh. Do you want me to change it to that? You could ask Chad because he had it. It's almost the same, but it's worded a little bit different. He put built right decks, fencing, concrete, and remodeling.
Yep, that works. That's perfect.
That works. Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah. And if anything changes down the road, no worries. Just let us know. We could always revise that too. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because I think if this takes off, honestly, it probably will go to like business phone.
Yes.
So.
Well, if you guys want a different designated business number, I can put a call tracking number on here for you. And that no, you're okay.
Let's
okay.
See how it goes. And then we'll see how it goes. And, you know, if things take off, then yeah, you know, then we'll figure that out when we get to it.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you both. Have a really great rest of your day, Sam.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.